Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah.
Everybody
out there listening to me. Together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
This morning, man, it's like a what I want to share with you is more of a personal testimony, a personal journey that I've been on. And I just want to share it this morning. I was trying to think of what to say to you today, but I thought that what better way than to just explain it from totally a personal experience. And how I see my life in its turns, its ups and downs, its low points and high points, and how I even got to this point today. The fabulous thing about the story that I'm about to tell you is that the story is not over yet, that I still see so many great things. I still feel so many great things on the horizon. You know, whether you've been a fan of mine, and I do say that humbly, because, you know, without people like yourself, people like me don't exist. You know, I really do get that. You know, I know you may have heard something different or saw a sound bite somewhere. You know, a lot of people judged me because of the character on my sitcom. It was really funny. I never understood where people got that he arrogant thing from. And then one guy was telling me, well, the character on your show, you know, he a washed up has been, but he think he all that. And that was true. That was the character that I portrayed on my sitcom. It was amazing how people actually felt that way about me personally. But, you know, I'm past all that. I really am. I learned how to deal with all of that. But I want to tell you the truth, though. I want you to hear it from me, the truth. Whether you've been a fan of mine, and like I was about to say, and I do say that humbly, because if it was not for people like you, there are no people like me. You know, you can put on your refrigerator, you can hang it on your mirror, you can write it on your dream board, you can write it on your goal sheet. I want to be a star, I want to be a star, I want to be a star. But the truth of the matter is, until people decide that, then it's just hanging on your refrigerator. It's just on your mirror, it's on your dream board, it's stuck up on your refrigerator as a goal. And that's all it is, because you got to have people to make you a star. You it's not about you. It's really, really not. And so when I say, if you've been a fan of mine, I say that in the humblest way that I possibly can. Whether you're new to me or you've been around with me since prior to the Kings of Comedy, or whether you witnessed that or you became a fan then, or you knew of me through the sitcom and everything. If you've been following at all, or if you haven't been, here's the story. My life changed in 2005. Who I was began to change in 2005 I started a growth period in my life because I woke up to a realization one day that I can't do this by myself, that I'm not really happy right now, that I was in an abyss, a horrible place that I was living in of unhappiness. Now, I've always known how to smile and turn on that smile for that camera, but man, when that camera wasn't on, Lord have mercy, man, I was a miserable somebody. And I did a lot of things to cover and mask that unhappiness. You know, I mean, I'm no different from anybody else. I'm a human being. I've made a lot of mistakes along the way. I have paid dearly, just like everybody else does, for their mistakes. You know, I've had to atone. I've had to answer. I've had to, regret. You know, I've had all of that, the same thing that everybody else does. I'm a human being. But in 2005, that began a serious growth period in my life because I came to the realization that the way I was doing it up until that point, it wasn't fulfilling. See, I was doing it my way. I set some goals for myself, and I was always been a hard worker, as taught to me by my father. And so everything I did, I just pressed, I pressed, and I just outworked everybody else till I could get to the point where I was. Now, had I done some things differently, I probably could have been a lot further, a lot quicker. But that's not the way it works. So I don't have regrets about that. But as I began to change, I came to a realization that I needed something more, something fulfilling. And I began in 2005 to really seek out God and find out, really, man, what is this about that my mama had been telling me about all these years that I wasn't listening to? These other people that I had heard about their success and I had listened to them, but it wasn't the success I was after. It was the peace of mind and the joy that I heard people talk about because I was troubled. You know, I didn't have it together. I was just in the gym the other day talking to a guy who was telling me I'm a stone cold hustler, man, but my mind don't ever rest. Well, you can't have peace and what you're doing out there is dirty. You know, there is no peace in doing dirty. I can tell you that right now. And whatever form of dirty you is, see, I was doing some dirty things, so it wasn't no peace. You know, you ain't got to be a drug dealer to do some dirty things. You can do some dirty things with your actions. You can do some dirty things, you know, sinning. I mean, it's just a whole lot of ways you can do some dirt, but you're not going to find peace in that. So I began to seek out this relationship with God. I began to really explore it a little bit deeper. And so what I started doing, man, was I stopped making all the decisions myself and I started conferring and confiding in him. I started going to him on a personal basis in the way that I knew how. I don't know how people in church do it, but I found it to be very, very fulfilling to just cut out all the lights. And I found a place in my house where I could go and just start talking to him on the real, like I'm having a conversation right now. But I was talking to my creator, my heavenly father, and I had these incredible conversations and an awakening and an acceptance of him into my life. And he started to change some things about me. And he started to help me understand the taste that I had in my mouth, the temptations I was dealing with, the lust that I felt. You know, he just started helping me understand that a little bit better and helping me be stronger than it was. And, it don't often mean that the things go away. It's just you find strength to deal with it. And so I began the changing process. Now, I don't know if you noticed it, but a lot of things started skyrocketing if you followed my career. But if you're new to it, just let me help you. I'm not bragging here. I want you to understand something. I'm trying to take you down a road, on a personal road, that got me to this point and what's going to take me further. See, the cold thing about it is he ain't even through with me yet. That's the beautiful thing about it. And that this journey and this walk that I've discovered with God Almighty, what it is, man, it's a process. It's a process that you get involved in. It ain't a finish. It's finished when you leave this earth, but you constantly trying to improve, but you going to constantly make mistakes, but you're going to constantly get it right, correct them, and get about the business. The difference between now and then is now when I make a mistake, I don't lay there and wallow in it and look at it as the end all or let it define me. I make my mistakes, I get up, I ask for forgiveness, and I keep it moving. And I don't allow the haters out there to pour it on me no more than already on me. You know, people out there who hate on you, who try to hold you to your past, that ain't their job. and that ain't their business. If God has forgiven me and God has forgiven you, you have the right to get up and move on and hold your head up. You ain't got to keep hearing what you was from everybody. And don't let that be the stopping point. Just because they don't see what God has done for you, or they wasn't there when you asked for forgiveness, or they wasn't there when you honestly had remorse for your action, just because they wasn't there and they want to keep typing about it, you let them type on. There's a place for all them haters. Don't worry about that. Shake them and keep it moving, because you have the right to recover. You have the right to keep it going, man, and not being held to your past. I ain't even finishing. I'll finish that tomorrow. So if you're here tomorrow, I'm going to finish this personal journey, because I think this is important. This is important for me anyway, that I share with people really who thinking, man, Steve Harvey got it going on. Well, I want you to understand how you think I got it going on, or how I got to this point, that it's been a process and it's a whole lot more to go. But I'm glad I'm this way now versus the way I was. But then I ain't upset with me either, because I was who I was, but I am who I am, and I'm cool with both them people.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
21 minutes after the hour, 21 minutes after the hour, listen to Soul Power. Here it is. This is Super Soul Radio. You're listening to WSTEVE. That's With Steve Radio. I got the coldest show in the world because I got the coldest crew in the world. We're going to slow down this action just a fraction for your soul satisfaction and keep you tempted all the way until you can't walk no more. We're about to do it to you in your ear hole. Put your sunglasses on. That's the law around here, because you got to wear your sunglasses to feel cool. Radio station WFUNK, P-Funk, The Bomb. Uncut funk. I like my funk, the P-Funk. I want my funk stepped on. Make my funk the P-Funk. I got to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Oh, make my funk the P-Funk before I take it home. Welcome to radio station WPFUNK. P-U.
Wow.
I just wanted to try that. That's all. Ain't nothing.
You did it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, you did it.
Thank you, old friend. Shirley.
Hey, good morning. How
wonderful
you
having
there,
you
sir?
Today, darling.
Thank
just beautiful
you,
eyes
Thank
and
you.
That wonderful smile. Hello, Carla Farrell, the other beautiful second lady of the radio. Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning. Thank you, Steve. Hey, crew.
How are you, sweetheart? Junior.
Morning, up.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful voice for radio. It scares people. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Fool.
Filthy rich billionaire uncle. Good morning.
Not yet.
Working
but
on
in
it.
Route.
On the street.
On a mission.
On the way.
Uh-huh.
Ignorant ass old friend.
Back to me. What up, Mr. Harvey? What's
going on, boy?
The Memo King. How are you doing?
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the radio where you can talk.
And then he tells me to shut up.
Yeah.
I can't win.
I feel good today, man. Positive.
You sound good, Steve. Man. You really sound good.
You know what I did?
Today.
I've changed my attitude about Family Feud. I've decided to look at I'm not going to work. I just made a conscious decision yesterday. Mm-hmm. I said, man, let's go. When I put my suit on for each show, I said, man, let's go have some fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's
yes,
go have that's some
it.
Fun.
It should be fun.
I mean, it is fun, but I kept going, man, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
And since the scripture says a man is as he thinketh, if I'm always thinking I'm going to work, I mean, no matter how much you love your job and what you do, mm-hmm. that parts mm-hmm. of it you don't care for. Like going down there.
Yeah. And won. to the people, though, it's fun. They love watching you because the show is fun.
And I have fun doing it. So I just have to take the work aspect out and just go, hey, man, I'm going down here and have some fun.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Let's have some fun on this show today. How about that?
Ooh. Oh, man, we're going to have a little. Junior's truth be told, going to be a little bit different today. Look at Junior. Junior had an experience yesterday.
A crisis?
Shut up,
damn.
Fool.
No.
I'm here, ain't I?
Well, I ain't
a
know.
Crisis?
Don't put that on me.
Shut the whole room down.
Don't put that on me right now. I got nerves.
Yeah.
Did you hear something?
All right, it's time for something funny coming up, and it's going to be Junior's Truth Be Told. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. It's time for something funny. Roscoe Wallace is going to be here in a minute, but Junior, you got truth be told.
Truth be told, Jay, and I'm going to be honest told. With y'all.
Yeah, you got it?
What? Truth be told is I'm sick of my life.
No.
No, I really am.
What's wrong?
Because yesterday, I go upstairs. I ain't never been upstairs at Uncle Steve's house, right?
Oh, you go. Oh.
Oh, I ain't never been up there.
Oh, this your truth be told?
Oh, this truth be told here. I'm sick of my life.
Uncle Steve let me see
the master bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I walked in there, chandelier, light up the entire room.
Uh-huh.
His and her toilets. Forget closets. His and her toilets.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then I go in a margarine closet. I see it. Wow. What a sight.
It's something. Mm. Isn't it?
Then Uncle Steve's closet is the same closet that's down there at Macy's department store. It's the same exact closet. I'm so sick of me.
That's not.
Because I go home and I close the door.
Yeah.
Turn around and everything I own right there. Mm. I ain't got to turn a corner. You know, I want something. I want to be able to pop out and surprise people when I walk in the room. I can't do that at my place. It ain't but one turn. Once I turn the corner, everybody know where I came from. Uncle Steve got a jacuzzi in the center of the bathroom. Just a two-seater jacuzzi. If I get in my tub, I can't drown. My knees is dead in my chest as soon as I get in. How come he can stretch his legs out, cross them if he want to? If I turn to the side, I hit my head on the corner of that tub. It's a common situation for me. He got a refrigerator in the bathroom. Who thought of that? A refrigerator in the bathroom plus an espresso machine. How did you live like this? Man, I'm sick of my life. I swear I can't stand this little 525 square feet I live in. I can't stand the patio with the blue chairs. I turned all my stuff over when I got home.
With the blue chairs.
He got a day bed in the bedroom. A day bed. Do you hear me? A day bed, a bed you get in the day. Do you know what bed I have? One damn bed, and I got to do everything from there. I can't get up and go nowhere else. I let me move over here. If I get up and try to move, I can't see the TV no damn more. He got a day bed in the room. Do you understand what I'm talking about? This just can't stand my little ragged ass. Like, I got to do better.
You ain't going to
I swear I don't care. I don't got to. I done seen it already. I know what I want now. How you get another balcony upstairs in your bedroom just to sip coffee? You that rich? You is that rich?
No. You got a balcony.
He's really upset.
Dog, my balcony ain't like your balcony. My neighbors see me. If I walk out there, and he walk out there. He said, "How you doing? How you doing?" You don't talk to nobody on your balcony. This ain't the same balconies. I can't believe this. Oh man, and his closet. Oh my gosh, his closet. Oh my gosh, I cannot
never been
tell
up there?
Y'all.
Never ever.
I ain't never been up there. I've only been on the. I didn't know he lived like this, Jay. Jay, we been and y'all. We need to do a better job of talking to him. Let me tell you. He ain't got one balcony up there, Jay. He got balconies. In one room? In one room.
No.
Balconies. I don't forget that. Why you didn't tell nobody you was this rich?
Dog, I Junior.
What? Truth
so
be told,
you sit on the balcony, you don't see anybody,
I'm
you don't see neighbors or nothing, Junior? You don't see, you just sit out there and you don't see people on the
he
balcony?
Don't see nothing. He watched deer.
And drink espresso.
He watched nature take place. In my balcony, when I walk out there, it's five dogs out there. People walking dog community, everybody can talk to you. I ain't got that. Now I'm finna get it though.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get it. Oh, because I'm sick of this. I can't do this.
You saw it.
You can't do it. You saw it. You seen it.
No, I saw it. Tommy, did you know this was up there?
Oh, yeah.
He got five dogs.
I got five dogs out here. Neighbors all out here. Kids running by. Swing sets moving. It's too much out here on my back.
Swing sets.
It's busy.
Yeah, people out there swinging.
Barbecuing. You can
yeah, they got
barbecue.
A grill going. You know that community grill, that little black one that yeah, stand up that you got to put your coals in the bottom?
You see all of that, huh?
Yeah, you see all of that.
Clean that one, too.
How big is your apartment, Junior?
How big is your apartment?
How big is your place, you said?
525 square feet. I can't move nowhere.
So when you walk in the door, what? Everything?
Everything's touching.
Oh, my gosh. And let me tell you what else.
What?
Outdoor kitchens.
Hey, man. Yeah, there you go.
Well, tell me. Two outdoor kitchens. That means if they don't feel like cooking in the main kitchen, they go upstairs and cook on the outside kitchen.
Yeah.
Because he ain't got to go back downstairs. He too tired to go back downstairs to get some salt. Ain't this something?
Exactly.
I'm not going back down there
That's
for
rich,
no
though.
Salt.
Uh-huh.
I done seen this. I'm just tired of the little 525 I stay in. People get y'all
salt. Let me ask you this. Did you catch
Uncle
the
Steve
elevator
master
up
bedroom,
there?
Tommy, Uncle Steve master bedroom
uh-huh.
is full. Of my apartments.
Come on.
Minimum.
God, that's the minimum. Four of my apartments. Well, don't take me back up there no more. Because I'm sick of
he
my little sorry life.
That's rich, man.
No, he rich. Uncle Steve's bathroom go into my parking deck. I can go to my truck for Uncle Steve's bathroom. This don't make no sense, man. How you is this rich and you don't tell nobody?
You don't bring it up.
He don't even bring it up. But you know how much bragging I do? You don't care what the situation is. We can be talking about the game, but my bathroom coming up. I saw the Cavaliers one last night, but they didn't win in my bathroom, though. You know how that was in there? You know that?
Out the park.
Well, LeBron James dropped 45 last night. Boy, I got 45 more feet.
Calf one, baby. Yeah.
Sick of my life. That's just the truth of the whole situation. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I believe you,
Junior. You saw it for yourself.
Dog, I got to get something, Tommy. I want
Coming
something.
Up next, run that prank back from the nephew.
You know you can run the prank back at Uncle Steve's bathroom.
Right after this jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann going to be here with today's national news and the latest overdevelopments from the White House. You know, I can't, it's amazing that we can talk about this every day.
Every day,
yeah. And there is a new development.
Because we have an amazing situation going on.
I mean, just like you go, what happened yesterday?
Every day is something.
Because like he's overseas now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
with
went to
Israel
the
and a lot
went
of countries.
Pope.
Yeah, went mm-hmm. to see the Pope,
mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia. Yeah,
you know he's trying to clean it up. Did you hear the gift he gave the Pope?
Yeah,
Dr. Martin Luther King.
Dr. Martin Luther King writings.
I don't know who told him, dude.
No,
the Pope. Now, I can assure you.
I would think the Pope
that
would
Trump
have that.
Didn't come up with that on his own.
Oh yeah,
no,
oh, yeah.
No, I don't know who told
That's a
him
no-brainer.
To get a post of Martin Luther King writings. I that was
now,
a stud.
Yeah.
Now he likes Dr. Martin Luther King. Now over there.
Yeah.
That was amazing to me. I went, wow, man, that seems so out of character. That gift right there.
Yeah, it does. And I would think
everything
the Pope may
he
have
does
it.
Just seems out of character, you know.
I saw that everything. Lady knock his hand.
I'd have got him some cold velvet shoes
to wear with that Pope robe.
Some Morris.
Yeah.
Got him some of them velvet muslins.
Really, Steve? That's what you would have brought the Pope?
Yeah, I'd have gave the Pope them new Tom Ford velvet slippers.
I'd have
with TF emblazed on it.
Pope got their power.
That's what I'd have got him. He'd have really appreciated. Oh, man.
Nice.
I brought him some mofo sauce, that hotter than a mofo sauce. See the Pope get a hand of that. Pope get a hand of that, man. Make you take that hat off.
Hotter than a mofo. Pope, if you was wondering what hell tastes like.
But right now, Tommy going to run that break back. Tommy, what you got, man?
He left his drawers.
I love the way you said
that. Just that right there.
He left his drawers. Run it back.
Why does he have to say it like that?
I love it.
He left his drawers.
Hello?
Yes, Mr.
Yes?
Hey, this is the doorman, Mark, of your building.
Okay.
I have a Mr. in here who is trying to get buzzed up to your unit. Are you at home right now, sir?
No, sir, I'm not. A who?
Yeah, a Mr. What did you say? I'm sorry, what did you say again? What's it? Mr. And he wants to be buzzed up. Supposedly he left some articles in the room or in your unit a couple of days ago.
I was out of town a couple of days ago. What day are we talking about?
So what days were you actually in? He said Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
He was there all 3 days? You guys let him into my apartment for 3 days? He was in my place for 3 days?
No, Mr. We don't let anybody in unless someone in the unit allows them to be buzzed up. That's the rules here of the building. So we definitely didn't do anything out of character.
So who let him in? Who buzzed him in then?
Sir, I hate to say it, but I'm assuming your wife must have buzzed him up.
What you mean? My wife was not there 3 days ago. She was on a business trip. She was not at the apartment 3 days ago.
No, sir, your wife was here. I've actually seen your wife come in and out.
Okay, the dude is there right now.
He's downstairs. He's here right now with me, sir.
What did he leave in my place?
Okay, 1 second, Mr. Hang on. What did you actually leave in Mr. apartment? A pair of pants, underwear, and what else? He says he left a pair of pants, some underwear, and a toothbrush, sir. Mr.
Hill, he's there right now. Let me talk to him. Put him on the phone. Let me talk to him.
You know what, Mr. I mean, right now, we're listening to you, and I rate the way you sound. I don't want to put this guy on the phone.
Mark, if you want to keep your job at the building, you go put him on the phone now.
Mr. He's actually leaving out of the building now. He's
What the would you let him leave?
He's walking out. I don't know.
I asked you to put him on the phone. What the is your problem? You got video surveillance, right? You got video footage of everybody that comes in and out of the building, right?
Yes, sir. But you know, if nothing occurs, I think we should have footage that goes back at least 2 weeks. So we should be able to pull some things up for you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to get that, and I need it sent over to me right now. I'm at my work email. I need it today. Because this is some y'all left some in my apartment. And this is some
hang on, Mr.
Like, what kind of nincompoop are you? What kind of imbecile are you?
Hey, sir, Mr. Hang on a second.
What?
All right, well, please, hear me out, sir. Hear me out. We haven't just let someone in. Someone in your unit buzzed someone up. We didn't just let anyone up. Now, I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm assuming your wife buzzed this guy just turned up. We didn't do that.
You shut up and get me what I asked you for, and then we're done, okay?
Well, you know, you're saying I have a problem. Maybe you have a problem pleasing your wife, and that's why she's buzzing other people up.
You who the think you're talking to me like that? You punk.
Sir, you're being disrespectful to me as well, sir.
No. The disrespectful is you coming and letting people come up in my building that you know is not.
I haven't let anybody up here. I can't stop your wife from doing what she's doing.
You let somebody in my apartment.
You're taking out on me what you should be saying to your wife. Somebody has got a dress up all the time and always buzzing somebody up to the room when you're gone. That's what you need to be concerned about.
Mr. Doorman, you know what? I'm the only around here busting my take care of down there. I'm over here working right now to pay for that so that your got a job.
Well, you might be handling your there, but evidently you're not handling your business at home. That's why she keep buzzing people up, sir.
You know what? Well, the business I'ma handle when I get home today is your mother.
Well,
your
wife has been, hey, sir, you're going to quit calling me the doorman, okay?
You're the doorman. What's your mother position? Huh? What the you do for a living?
I'm a doorman.
You open doors. And thank you, Mr. Doorman. Matter of fact, I'm going to stop calling you Mr. Doorman because that's giving you too much respect.
Okay. If you stop Tommy from going up to your room, you'll be fine.
Who the Tommy?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all crazy. Y'all about to get
you all right,
my job cussing. He's my man. This is not cool, man. You don't know the that was going through my head. That she was about to get it. Y'all was, everybody was about to get it.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, got to be the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There we go. Left his draws.
Okay. One of these days. It's getting closer.
We're going to have to go get him.
Yeah, it's closer. It's getting closer. Yeah.
Maybe I should do one, She Left Her Panties. Maybe I should do that one, maybe, you know?
That's a good one.
What?
That's a good one.
Man,
yeah.
Shut up, Jay. Always encouraging this fool.
It's an excellent one.
Friday. Friday, June 30th, comedy show. A Time to Laugh comedy show at MegaFest in Dallas, Texas, held at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, is going down Friday night, June 30th, hosted by yours truly and the headliner, Cedric the Entertainer. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets right now.
Tommy, can I ask you a question? I ain't trying to be funny. I'm just asking a question.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Damn. No, see? No, I'm going to ask you off the ad.
Well, that's what I said.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen, Miss Ann is standing by with the news, of course. President Trump, as we talked about earlier, visited the Vatican yesterday to meet with Pope Francis, and they had a closed-door meeting with the pontiff. The president gave him a set of writings from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That somebody gave to him.
Yeah, as well as a piece of granite from the MLK Memorial
and the piece of granite from the statue was for the Freedom Party trying to tear it down.
Pope Francis, in turn, gave President Trump a medal depicting an olive branch, which, of course, we all know is a symbol of peace, as well as a signed copy.
As we all
You're going to keep going. You're going to keep going with this.
We all know now. Yeah, thank you. That's what it is, Shirley. It's a similar piece. We all know.
We know that.
We've always known.
Do you think you're the only one that knows that when people say, I'm extending the olive branch, we don't know it's a symbol of peace?
Oh,
we know that.
That's how you going to play this now?
We know that.
Everybody
oh, you
knows.
Ain't finna go from dead wrong to not Steve, you stupid. Oh, that ain't what we finna do. We gonna snatch the curtain back on this one, baby.
Oh.
Do y'all see how Shirley tried to do me publicly?
Just let it go.
I tried to do
you
publicly.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, I'm gonna
write
a memo next.
By my own family.
Well, you actually been doing it to yourself.
He also gave
hey,
him the Pope also
rich,
gave.
You back your little half po ass out this conversation. Just try to buy yourself one damn toilet and quit tripping on the price.
The Pope also gave the president signed copies of his three main teaching documents. A statement released by the Vatican later said satisfaction was expressed at their joint commitment in favor of life. They also spoke about health care. They spoke about assistance to immigrants. And they spoke about protection of Christian communities.
The Pope spoke about assistance to immigrants.
Trump ain't brought that up.
That was not a two-way conversation.
Trump did not bring any of that up.
They spoke about protection of Christian communities in the Middle East. Trump left the meeting and told the Pope, thank you, I won't forget what you said.
Which then he forgot what he said.
What are you going to do anything?
Yeah. Yeah, that was not a long meeting. He met Obama for almost an hour. He didn't stay with Trump that long. He was like, I got that thing to do. The Pope like, oh, look at the time.
God, I need a drink after talking to you.
Yeah, Pope probably drinking, yeah.
Hey, man, can I throw this out here?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about that. Back to Junior with these toilets. Mm-hmm. Tommy, I understand that you are currently looking into buying such a toilet.
Well, I looked it up. I like the features on it. I watched the video and everything. So, yeah.
What toilet?
I like
what
it.
Kind of toilet?
Yeah, what's it's, the price you found, Tommy? How much is it? How much are they?
It's the Toto 350 S Series.
Uh-huh.
Is
S Series.
An S. Yeah. It's a series of them, right? Right.
Mine's
it's
just porcelain.
Anyway, it's nine. It's worth $1,000. That's what I've been being installed for one.
What?
For a toilet?
No, bro, you got the wrong one.
Okay, well, which one? I don't know the right ones.
I can promise you that.
Oh, you can't sit your butt on $1,000?
I'm just telling you that ain't what they cost.
Now, what is you sitting your butt on at $1,000 is a problem?
First of all, hold up, man. American Standard make a fine toilet. I didn't say that. I'm just telling you, you ain't going to get what Junior saw for no $1,000. I'm just trying to save you the pain.
Nah.
I'm looking at the price on Steve.
Okay, tell me. Okay, go ahead. I'll tell you what. Go down there and get the one that costs $1,000. Go down there. It ain't going to do all that other stuff. Just go ahead. Always trying to cut back. You going to go down there and pick it up in your Phantom?
I'm not trying to cut back. Let me go to Total.
You
going to
bring the toilet back in the trunk of the Phantom? No. Go pick the toilet up in the Phantom. There you go. Go on down there and get your ghost. Oh, man. Had toilet water in the trunk. Go ahead.
Let's go to Miss Ann.
Thank you. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Those guys are so crazy. Okay, the Trump administration's budget director, Mick Mulvaney, went before the House Budget Committee yesterday to defend the president's proposed budget. It's a plan that calls for $3.6 trillion in spending cuts over the next 10 years, mostly in social programs, while increasing the funding to defense spending and border security. Democrats say the proposed cuts in things like Medicaid and food stamps and public housing are both cruel and immoral. Pretty much expected. Members of the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office say the Republican bill to replace Obamacare would leave about 23 million Americans without health care in less than 10 years, with poor people over 50 being the hardest hit. On that subject, on the eve of a special election last night to fill Montana's only House seat, the Republican candidate for that seat, Greg Gianforte, allegedly assaulted a journalist who was trying to ask him about the Congressional Budget Office and the Health Care Act.
You were waiting to make your decision about health care until you saw the bill and it just came out. And what
we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have the
speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you don't.
The last guy that came in here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. You just broke my glasses. You last guy did the same damn thing. You just body slammed me and broke my glasses. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that was Greg Gianforte, the Republican candidate, but early voting had already taken place, so we don't know how things are going to go. Jury selection is completed for the Bill Cosby case. There are two blacks on the panel. The trial is going to be scheduled to be held out in Philadelphia starting June 5th. And Tuesday, the black students at Harvard University held their own separate graduation ceremony. They weren't trying to replace existing, just to add to it. Speaking of comments that made at commencement exercises, this one by Donald Trump, they asked to hear again.
We take our next steps into the world.
You must go forth into the world.
It is with passion.
Passion.
Courage of conviction.
Courage in your convictions.
And most importantly.
Most importantly.
Have faith in yourself.
Be true to yourself.
We did it!
I did it.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon says that was the graduation speech from Legally Blonde. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, it's time again for him. Ladies and gentlemen, him.
You can do better than that, Stephen. Say my name. Good morning, everybody. J. Anthony
it's
Brown.
It's him, Eugene.
Yes, you. It's Eugene Antoine Ferguson. Yeah. Good morning, J. Anthony Brown, Shirley Strawberry, Colin Farrell, Junior, Tommy, and the leader of this group, Stephen Harvey. So good morning to everyone.
Morning, butterfly. Flap on, brother.
Morning, butterfly. Flutter,
what's up,
flutter.
Man?
Jay, you're not speaking?
Oh, no, I spoke. I said good morning.
Oh, I didn't hear you, Carla.
Because you be talking.
Good morning, butterfly. What's
hey, man, you ain't got to speak to everybody individually. Wasting time. What you want?
Well.
That's how we open the show. The show is running. What do you
But I'm know? Not on the show when you speak in the morning. I'm
well,
not
hello,
there.
And this ain't the time for you. We all know who we are. Who are you and what do you want?
It's okay, hold on. Let me ask this question. Who you got a town with?
Oh, who I got what?
A town. I don't like your town.
Dog, you don't like my town.
I don't like your town.
Cat.
What's up, big dog?
Cut his mic off. Now, Junior.
What's up, huh?
Now, listen to me. Now, Eugene, your mic is off. And can't nobody hear you. Now you all you hearing is my tone. And we can't hear your tone. See, that's the power we got up in here. Now, we're going to put you back up. Put him back up, Cat.
Don't do that no more. Turn my mic on.
Watch your tone.
Why would you? He shouldn't be allowed to turn off people's microphones.
Cut it off.
Now, that's not. That's
just, see, that's what happens. See, that right there. Don't come in here bossing nobody around. This is our show. Shirley, Carla, Junior, Jay, and Tommy. You two bossy. And me. My cut his mic back up.
I am a part of this show just as well as everyone else.
For 2 minutes, and you've been damn near out of that.
I'm having my pink, yellow, and blue barbecue party. I want everyone to... instead of red, white, and blue, I do pink, yellow, and blue. We're doing pink, yellow, and blue. Barbecue party. I don't know if they're making fun of me, but anyway, the Future Brothers are going to be there. Say again.
Go ahead, Butterfly. Do you think?
Yeah, the pink, yellow, and blue barbecue party. The Fuchsia Brothers are going to be there. They always do all the catering, and they grill everything you want. You know, they have the name of the company is the Fuchsia Brothers.
The Fuchsia Brothers going to be there?
The Fuchsia Brothers, and they're dressed in fuchsia color, and they, you know, it's satin, and
they
do all of their cooking.
Suck.
Don't say that, Steve. Don't say that. Leave that alone.
Anyway, anyone that wants to come to the pink, yellow, and blue barbecue party, it's going down on Sunday, and we're going to have a party, and the Fuchsia Brothers are going to be cooking. They have great quality food.
Oh man,
he didn't say
the Fuchsia Brothers, and they got their own special sauce. Their sauce is incredible. They specially made it. It's all in the sauce. It's all in the sauce, but their meat is so tender.
See what I'm
very,
saying?
Very tender meat. That's what you want. You want tender meat and you want good sauce.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right, Junior's up next with Ain't No Way. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. We back. Junior's here with Ain't No Way.
Ain't No Way. These are just some stories if you think they true or if they not true. But it is hilarious, though. For instance, I know the fellas can all relate to this. Man in hospital after car crash faces second wreck as girlfriend and mistress both turn up to visit him.
Hell yeah. That's real right there.
Yeah.
And they didn't know stupid. Who each other was.
No, they didn't know who each other was.
Yeah, that's you run your car right into the wall. Right. Yes.
But he definitely. Asked to get back in the car.
Don't pull me out.
Just kill myself.
Leave
please.
Me alone.
Don't save me. Please don't.
Let me go now.
Let me bleed out right
here. He asking for drugs.
Oh, yeah.
That's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Well, leave him out of this, Tommy.
No, it is Morgan Freeman, sure. It is.
No.
Okay. All right, forget that. Here's another one. Black man who lost private part in botched circumcision to have transplanted organ tattooed because the donor was white.
Wait, what?
What?
I don't understand. What? Okay, I got it.
Changed the color. Uh-huh. He changed the color, right.
Who lost private part in botched circumcision.
A botched circumcision.
Yeah.
They didn't cut too deep.
They didn't cut too deep. To Damn. Have transplanted organ tattooed because he got another one, but the donor was white.
So he got another. He had it darkened up.
He going to have it darkened.
By tattooing it.
Yeah.
That's got to be painful.
You're going to need a bat. Yeah. He just got him a bat.
That's not true. I don't believe that one. I don't believe that one.
Right. Nah. I ain't going with it.
Mm-mm. It's true, though.
What?
No. You done laid up there with your arms behind your head. That's all right, dog. Keep going.
A botched circumcision. Man, get out of here.
Hey, Carla. Okay, this is a trip down.
Where do you get a donor at for that? but he got to be dead. Ain't no way in the world you got life in you. Oh, man, I'm going to give you that. I don't need it.
But you know what it reminds me of? That story you did about the dude that didn't have one.
A while ago. That was on the TV,
That was 40 years old and had lived his whole life.
Oh, man, get it.
And didn't have one?
Yeah, he didn't.
Oh, man, Jerry missed it.
Yeah.
Why live if you don't have that?
No, there's really no need to live. You're right, Tommy. It's
the purpose
time to commit
suicide.
No, I'm gonna start. I start my paper route at 7. I'm gonna have enough money by the time I'm 18. We're gonna get something. All my money is dedicated to the purchase of this thing.
This boy ain't even eating. He put all his.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't even eat. I don't do nothing but save money. I ain't got no clothes. I'm just sitting in my house necking with you. Just looking down at nothing.
Don't touch that. That's my penis jar.
Never had a piece of candy, nothing.
No, it's all in a jar.
Sir, you've saved $648,000. Yep, I want the best one you got. Yes, sir, I do.
All right, here's one. Grandmother, armed with AK-47, saves police officer from street gang.
I believe that.
That's probably.
That's some young grandmamas out there.
That's a good story.
I believe that. Yeah.
I'm talking about, they said she was armed to the false teeth.
She was ready, huh?
She was ready.
You armed to the teeth? She was armed to the false teeth. It had AK-47 firing. But I tell you what, though. That is not true.
Okay.
It's not true. It's a fake story. But it could happen, though.
That's more believable than a penis.
But it could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really could.
Because first of all, before you attach it to me, I'm going to have to take a look at it.
You just can't wake up and be there. This ain't what I signed up for.
But you're going to have to take the white one because ain't no black donor. So.
No, it ain't. That ain't no way, people. Ain't no way.
All right, Junior. All right, coming up next, it's the nephew with the prank phone call.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, in about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready. Today's strawberry letter. But up next, come on, Tommy, what you got?
You sent my wife pictures?
Man. Mm.
You sent my wife pictures? Mm. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, here goes.
Yo.
May I speak to Trevor?
Yeah, that's
rough. Hey, man, you been sending pictures of your damn stomach to my wife's phone?
Hey, what?
Hey, man, have your been sending pictures of your muscles on your stomach to my wife's phone?
Man, who in the hell is this calling me with this?
This fish right here.
This who?
This Fisher, man. My name is Fisher, but they call me Fish. What I want to know from you, have your been sending pictures of your stomach to my wife's phone?
Man, I don't know, dear. You talking about Playboy. Don't call me with this. Am I sending pictures? And if I am sending pictures, ain't none of your business.
It is my business. That's my wife. And you sending
no phone? She got, what the hell are you doing? You must ain't ripped up like me or something. You worried about sending pictures of
this
summer.
Hey, man.
Get you some business. Don't call my phone with this.
I got some business. My business is my wife, man. And if you send it, let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
I'm finna tell you right now. When I find you, if the same muscles that's on her phone is up underneath your shirt, I'm whooping your.
Hey, man, I ain't hard to find, Playboy. You can find me. And if I am sending pictures to your wife, she must like it, Playboy.
Hey, man, let me tell you. No, you're being disrespectful is what you're doing. You understand?
You being a little calling me on the phone with this. You better check somebody else about this here before I had your wife rubbing on my stomach.
Hey, man, who you calling a, man?
Who you think you?
Hey, who you think you talk? Let me tell you something. Okay, tell me.
They call my phone about a picture. That's who I'm talking to.
Because I know, them, if I find out them your muscles on my wife, what?
Obviously, you found my phone number, so I guess you can find me, homeboy.
Hey, you, how about this here? Where are you? Let's get this cracking.
Ask your wife where I'm at. Where she at?
My wife is at work right now.
Yeah, if you think so? How you think she got them pictures, homeboy?
Hey, man, I tell you what. When I find you, you're a little disrespectful.
Ask your wife where I'm at. Yeah, that's what you do, Playboy. You calling me with this old insecure. You must not be ripped up like me.
Hey, man, hey. I got muscles on my stomach.
I'm headed to the gym right now to get this stomach right for your wife. Huh?
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. That's all right. That's all right. Hey, how about this here? I know who your wife is.
That's all right. I know who she is, too.
Okay. Well, that's all right. And I'll be calling her. I'm calling her, letting her know what's going on.
Check this out. She like my stomach, too. You like that, dog?
No, no. I tell you what. She gonna like it when I get to her. Cause I'm gonna let your wife know what's going on around here.
Say, man, you don't know nothing about my wife. Me, my wife, and your wife might be rubbing together, homeboy. You don't know nothing about my business.
Hey, man, you ain't finna be disrespectful to me, man. I done told you once.
Come see me, homeboy.
I will see. I already asked you once. Where are you?
I'm gonna raise up my shirt so you can see this ripped up six pack that your wife like. Yeah. Huh?
Okay. It's just a matter of time, then.
Don't call my phone with this. You better go check your wife and don't be calling a grown man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to call Ayana. That's who I'm finna call. Ayana, baby.
Say what?
Yeah. Ho-ho. Then slowed you down. I'm calling your wife.
Well, call her then. We can get her on the freeway. And then I'm going to and then I'll call your wife and get her on my way. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you this here right now.
Tell me whatever you want to tell me, Playboy.
I'm telling you right now, punk. Where you at?
I'm at Boulevard, homeboy. That's where I'm at. Now you got my wife's name. I want to know your name. They call you Fence or Chicken or whatever the they call you. You can meet me wherever you want to, homeboy, and we can settle it. Ain't no big deal to me. I deal with punk chumps like you every day.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not a problem. I'll be right. How long you gonna be there?
I'm gonna be there till your punk get here.
Okay, you look here. I want you to take my name down so you'll know who you waiting on. You got.
You said your name was Chicken or something like that.
Do you have a pen?
I don't need no pen, punk.
Okay, you do you want to know who this is?
You just told me who you was, homeboy.
I ain't told you my full name, chump.
I don't need to know your name. You got my number. Calling me was about a tattoo or stomach or something.
It's muscles of your stomach on my wife's phone.
Okay, did you look at the other pictures?
How many sit-ups do you be doing?
Did you look at the other pictures?
What other? Well, okay. Hey, man. Yeah. I'm not finna be playing with you about my wife.
I ain't playing with you. I'm playing with your wife.
Okay. Yeah. I'm finna tell you something about your wife that you don't know.
If I don't know it, don't nobody else know it.
Oh, I know it. Me and her know it. I just got off the phone with her. You want to know? You want me to tell you what your wife told me?
Whatever, man. Say what you got to say so I can get off the phone.
I'm going
to
say this right here. I'm going to say this, punk. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Ayana, got me the prank phone call. Yo, ignorant man. How stupid are you? Hello? This Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife got me to prank phone call you, dude. You,
boy,
damn, you are more ignorant than me.
Boy, that help for that. Ooh, Lord. Boy, wait till I see this. Ooh, wee. Nephew Tommy, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, God, dog. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Trevor, I got to ask you this, man. Answer this question for me. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The only one with Nephew Tommy on it, I imagine. Y'all cold, boy, I tell you that.
Oh, man. All right, Trev, man, you be easy, man. Go light on Ayana, all right?
I'm a show. We'll tell Steve Harvey, I say, what's up?
There it is. How many of y'all done texted a picture before? I know I ain't the only one.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't never sent yourself.
You're talking about to somebody's wife? We haven't. Me and Shirley.
I would, but I don't want to eat up nobody's memory on their phone.
Wasting your time.
It's still downloading.
It's still downloading.
Good Lord, what did you see? Yes,
that
was coming.
I
don't
want to waste nobody's memory.
I don't need up all your memory, baby.
Eat up all your memory.
It's still downloading.
I know.
Stupid.
Y'all ain't never sent yourself. No.
Y'all done it before. I know I ain't the only one sent a picture or received a picture. Y'all have sent a picture before.
There's no time.
Ladies, y'all ain't sent a picture to your husband.
Hey, leave the ladies out of this.
No.
Every time
I'm
you
the only one.
Yourself. Oh,
what? You sent a picture of yourself?
Oh, boy. I done put myself in a martini glass. What are you talking about?
That's not
I would, but fish tank it won't. It won't fit in that little tiny screen.
That little bitty bottom on it. It was sitting in there looking like a drink straw.
A stir.
Yeah. What is this, a stirrer?
Oh, I had to lay mine in the bathtub.
They taking it the wrong way, Carla.
You said a martini glass.
They taking it the wrong way.
Oh, okay, well, help us.
Put in a shot glass.
Golly. Khalees said a sifter.
This is cute. The little stir stick that's shaped like, oh, that's so cute.
That's
no, that ain't
stir
no stir stick. That's me.
Say they get the picture. What you trying to tell me? You want to go get drinks? You don't see this.
Tommy, this ain't going the way you thought. They done turned it on you.
I ain't studying, y'all.
You don't want to send yourself in a martini glass.
Oh, man.
I could send it, but I had to pack it down in there. What is this in this cup? Pudding?
Y'all know what I was talking about.
Oh, man.
Oh, took it the wrong
something.
Way. Took it the
thank
wrong
you.
Way.
I appreciate that, T.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, man. Yeah, little.
I know I ain't the only one sent myself in a picture. Man. I know I ain't the only one. But y'all sure go ahead and act like you ain't done it before.
I can tell you that.
Y'all ain't never put yourself
in something. I'm going to have to put it in a milk carton.
You ain't never put yourself in a hot dog bun. Hot dog bun. Y'all ain't never done it?
I'll put it in a Kool-Aid pitcher, but I ain't going to be able to sit it in a martini glass.
Crisco can or something.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, crazy strawberry letter is coming up. But first, according to Fox News, a new study reveals that Instagram is the worst social media platform for young people's mental health. Instagram is considered the worst one, with experts suggesting looking at all your friends' pictures promotes envy and mental illness. YouTube ranks the safest and was the only site that garnered a net positive effect on young people's health, with Twitter coming in just behind. So are kids obsessed with Instagram?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They are. Yes. Do you try to limit the amount of time your kids are on social media, Steve? It's hard, though, because our kids are grown.
Cut their thumbs off. You could do that.
Cut their thumbs off.
Give me your, if my mama could do that, I know she would. Give me your damn thumbs.
Right now.
You'll get them back when I'm ready for you to have them.
Yeah. Your thumbs.
Your mom was something
she
else,
didn't
Jay.
Play. She did not play. You can be sitting there twittering all night long. No.
All right, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject diagnosed a real bona fide sex addict.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I am losing my best friend to a diagnosed sex addict. Before his diagnosis, my best friend's husband cheated on her repeatedly. She put him in therapy, and he was diagnosed a sex addict. Months later, a date rape charge came up against him. She convinced me of his innocence. I was asked to write him a character letter. I told myself just because he cheats doesn't make him a rapist, so I wrote the letter. Then a few months later, another date rape charge from a different woman in a different state came up. My best friend once again tried to convince me of his innocence. I wasn't buying it. Then he made the fatal error of propositioning me at one of their parties. I snapped and he slithered away. She told me I am a negative force and she wants her distant if I won't be supportive and accept that he has a sex addiction.
Wow.
He's having plenty sex. Even with men, in parentheses, but never with her. Our friendship is ruined because I spoke my mind. Signed, truly don't know what to do. Oof. Okay, I don't know what to do either for this letter, but my advice to you is just don't do anything. You know, to me, you've done all you can. I mean, you've even written a letter for this jerk. Why are you all up in their business like this anyway? This is too much to me. sex edition, date raping. I mean, what is going on here? It's just too much. You know, I say be glad that she wants her distance from you. And what does she want you to support? I mean, really, what does she want you to accept? Does she want you to accept the fact that he has date raped people, his sex edition? I don't get it. You don't have to accept anything. What about these parties? He's even hit on you. I don't understand anything that's going on in this letter. This is their mess. You know, I don't care how hard she tries to convince you of his innocence. This is a mess, and I think you should be glad to be rid of her and him, you know, as people you know. That's my answer.
Whatever. All right, great answer, Shirley. I agree with everything you say, but let's just go on cut to this here.
Yeah.
This letter.
The way you're saying that.
This letter is about three crazy people.
Okay.
Everybody in this letter crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He crazy, the wife crazy, and you crazy. This all this letter is just three. I'm with Shirley. I don't even like the letter. I don't know what you're writing for. I don't know why you done made this your problem. I don't see why you even give a damn. Because I sure don't. I mean, I don't even understand. This letter is absolutely ludicrous.
What are you writing this for?
Yeah. Your ignorant self about this ignorant man with this more ignorant wife. She's sitting up in here. Look at her. You losing your best friend. This your best friend?
Some friend, yeah.
This best friend you can come up with that's married to the dude that has cheated on her repeatedly. Not only has he cheated on her repeatedly, he done let her. She cares so much. She done put him in therapy. Come to find out, somebody sitting on the couch with a legal pad then decided to tell you that he's a sex addict. Mm. The hell y'all pay the money to figure this out for? Who ain't know this? Keep cheating on you, but then months later, a date rape charge get put on the man.
Wow.
She coming as you, her best friend, to write a letter for him. You decide, well, just because he a sex addict don't make him a rapist. Well, makes sense. You write the letter. 2 months later, here come another damn charge. In another state. Obviously, these women ain't got together down at the job and done this.
Right.
So homeboy done took the sex addiction to the level of, if you won't give it to me, I'm taking it.
Right
there. Now she come to you for a second letter. You don't want to write the letter. Now she mad at you. Cause this heifer crazy. You know, I got standing by your man. But standing by your lying ass, no good trifling raping man is a whole nother stand by me.
Okay.
At one point in time, should not he try to do something for you? Like straighten up. Like get some help. Yeah. After he went to therapy, what was accomplished at the therapy session?
Right.
Or was he just going just to keep your ignorant behind on the hook?
Because
he liked the idea of having a wife. Oh, he's slicker than anyway. Then you go to a party and he hits on you. You snap. He slithers away. Only thing that slithers away is a snake. He slithers away. Now your girlfriend done told you you a negative force. Cause she want her distance if you won't be supportive and accept that he has a sex addiction. Accept what? What I got to accept? You know, if one of my boys come to me and say, Steve, man, I'm in trouble. What's up, man? Man, I'm addicted to sex. Okay, me too. Okay, but what's wrong? I'm hooked on it my damn
self. You haven't been clinically diagnosed.
But I ain't got to go down there to know that. I know I have to have it myself. So I got that.
You diagnosed this yourself.
Yeah.
Self-diagnosed.
But, dog, I got some rape charges on me, though. Two of them.
Stop right there.
Okay, hold on, partner.
Right.
See, that's where my boy and I had to start reevaluating our illness.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm addicted to sex. I got that. You are too. You did what, dog? I got two rape charges. Hello?
Bye.
Steve. Hello, Steve. Click, click. No, I'm gone. See, it's time for you to... And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what your next move has to be. Mm. If you don't follow this advice, then cool. Write us next week, because it's going to be some most stupid mess.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, it's our girl Cheryl Underwood. But first, Steve, finish your response to part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Let's do it right now.
Yeah, all right, then.
Right now. Uh-huh. All right, Steve.
Okay, this woman's got this best friend husband that had cheated on her repeatedly. She put the man in therapy. He got a diagnosis as a sex addict. Then months later, some date rape charges came up against him. She convinced her girlfriend of his innocence and asked him to write a character letter. She said, okay, since he cheat and don't make him a rapist. So she wrote the letter. Then a few months later, another date rape charge come up in another state. Best friend came to her again. She didn't want to write no more letters for this dude. Then he made the mistake of propositioning her at a party. Mm. She snapped. He slithered away. Now, the wife of the husband is telling the lady that you're a negative force and she wants her distance if you won't be supportive and accept that he has a sex addiction. Cheryl and I both agree that ain't nobody got to accept nothing. You or your that dumb wife. You ain't got to sit up here and deal with this here. He got a sexual addiction.
I know.
Dang, dude, I know is addicted to it. Why the hell you think we be in the situations we in? We all addicted to it.
Oh, is but that it?
Yeah, we all addicted. You mystery got it? We solved. Want it, it's good. What the hell, who ain't addicted to that? Hell, I'm addicted to sugar. I got several addictions. Sugar. Mm-hmm. You know, money.
Yeah.
I need that. Mm-hmm. You know, addicted to clothes.
Yeah,
you are.
You know, nice cars.
Yeah.
Underwear.
Yeah.
I'm going too deep now.
You're addicted to underwear?
Nakedness.
Nudity.
Yes.
Skin.
Yes.
All that right here. I'm addicted to the cookie. I just got an A anyway. Okay, we got all of that. Now, she says he's having plenty of sex even with men, but never with her. What? This rock boulder that slapped me on the head.
How
came
does she
the,
know that, though?
I don't know. Listen to me. Stay out of it.
Yes.
Don't let her drag you back into this. You wrote one letter. You didn't write the second. He didn't hit on you. He sleeps with men and women, not her. You don't know what to do. Here's what you do. Leave. Let her have it.
Yeah.
Let her have him. The sexual addiction problem, the men, the women, the bisexual. Let her have all that. I mean, why are you writing this letter crying about this woman? Does she complete you or something?
Right.
Who is this woman? Let her go, because you need time to do you and don't worry about nobody
right.
else. Man, if you got a friend in your life that's that funky, that ain't your friend.
Come
no
on
way.
Now.
Go
that's
on about
true.
Your business.
All right, Steve, we have to go. Great answer, though. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Go to My Girl Shirley, okay? Speaking of Instagram earlier, go to My Girl Shirley. Coming on, come on, Steve. Introduce our girl from the talk. She is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is here. The one and only Cheryl Underwood.
Thank you, Steve Harvey, and I'm your girl, Cheryl. Go ahead, my girl, Shirley, and your girl, Cheryl. We need our own TV show. Speaking of TV shows,
I'm
anybody that saw Empire, call me and explain what the hell happened.
I know. I saw it. I don't know.
I'll wait for caller. Somebody got to explain. I'm not even going to spoil alert because I don't even understand what is going on. Wait a minute. I know what's going on this weekend. I'll be at Chuckles in Memphis. I got six shows.
Memphis.
Two on Friday, two on Saturday, two on Sunday, Tommy. I need all that Chuckles money because my credit cards are in arrears. That's right. I might work for the number one network, but I'm still messing up my credit cards. Then I will be at the J Spot, James D. Brown, June the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th.
Uh-huh.
Who said they're going to be there at the J Spot?
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
And
you'll be at
roasting
the J Spot.
That butt. Roasting that butt. This butt's going to be roasted. Oh, my goodness.
On Sunday, they're going to roast me, Tommy. They're going to roast. Like I'm not black enough, they are going to roast me on the phone. But on the 1st, on Thursday the 1st, we're going to stream live for 24 hours all the way to Friday the 2nd for HBCUs. So you're going to check
stuff.
That out. I'll
good
tell you
stuff,
more about
yeah.
that. But a couple of things I need to get to. So Bill Cosby is black now. He need our help.
Yeah.
You better black go ask blind. Hannibal Buress to be on the jury. He the one did it. We wasn't really saying nothing, were we, Tommy? Hannibal Buress the one dropped the dime on you. You better get him on the jury pool. From the Pope to the dope, the Pope is not talking to Trump. You see the look on the Pope face?
Yes.
The Pope looked like, I don't even know why you in my office. Yeah. I don't why even mess you with here? You in this. Huh? Say it again, Shirley.
Why are you here?
Yes, the Pope was looking at Trump like, you need to go talk to one of the cardinals. Now, for black people that's new in the church, that's like your pastor telling you to go talk to one of the deacons. He has nothing for you.
Right. Amen.
Man, did the Pope, and the Pope love everybody. Pope touch people in the audience, pick up unattractive babies, but gave Trump the sign. That's when your president really ain't doing what he supposed to do. Last but not least, they throwing them bows like Metal World Peace at the Laker game in Montana. Look, I'm a Republican. And this white-on-white crime has got to stop. It has got to stop. I fear for my safety. They fighting reporters. I fear for my safety. I'm scared to go to a meeting.
He in trouble now, ain't he?
Who? The one that beat that fought the reporter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the election's today.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. They,
so
you they know what voting that means. Today.
You know what that means. Hmm. You know
he'll
what that
win.
Means. No, oh, I don't know. I don't know if he don't meant. The Democrats is trying to use this. They doing robocalls. They doing everything they can. But here's what's stupid about this stuff. When did Republicans get street? You know, when did they get
during the campaign, Cheryl?
I thought we was corny. I thought we we do have a good sex scandal. We get our freak on. Over there. The big tent is big enough for everybody, but I didn't know we was body slamming people.
Yes.
We up here doing thing
during the campaign. All that tough talk. Yeah.
Well, you know that tough talk gonna get you laid on your back. It's gonna get you laid on your back because the world has changed. The world is a ghetto. That's a good song, ain't it? That's a good song. That's a good song. Hey, before I go, I got to shout out to everybody who served in the military, especially those of us that didn't have our freedom, but we fought for the freedoms that we now hold dear. With things that are going on overseas, the United States has to remain the world superpower so that other people will be free. Even though we might have a president that we don't agree with, we all agree with this. Those who gave their life in service for their country should be saluted. And those who paid the ultimate price, we salute this weekend. Have a reflective memorial today. I'm out. Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update. We'll get an update on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
oh boy.
Man.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Salty
oh, man.
About that.
Yes. Started last week, too. Let's just say that. You're going to talk about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. But come on, Steve. Get your girl, Sister Odell. Go get her, please. We need her.
Love the Lord with all pieces of my heart. He heard my cry. Yes, he did. Oh, Jesus. He saved my soul. My. Glory, Jesus. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Hey, why is everybody so dry? What's the matter with you, boy?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Okay, you sound a little despondent.
Despondent? You never use a word that big. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Uh-oh. Well, all words is big to you because you small. Heard about you taking a picture of your little thing and laying it in a martini glass. I'd have been ashamed to tell somebody that.
Why are you bringing that up?
Well, I just heard it on the way in. I was listening to the radio in the van.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Hey, sweetheart. Tasha.
She's fine. Thank you for asking.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Hi, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Uh-huh. That's good. How's you doing?
I'm doing outstanding, Sister Odell. I ain't in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
You know, he got sickle cell.
Okay, well, I guess you got to be grateful for something.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm, that's good, brother. Hi, J. Anthony Brown.
Good morning, Sister Odell. How you doing today?
Mm-hmm, glad to have you over here on the show.
Good to be here.
Yeah, hardly heard you on that other. Was you on that long?
I was on that a long time, yes, ma'am.
How long was you over there?
Oh, about 15 years. 15,
Jesus.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Jesus. 15 years and then nobody heard from you?
No, they didn't hear from me over there.
Mm-hmm. You got to be overjoyed to be over here.
I'm so happy. Oh,
Steve, let you talk?
Not much, but yes. Every now and then.
You just a lie. You're talking more over here than you did
yeah,
over there.
And
you
then he
back
tells
over
you to
there?
Shut up. When I start, he says shut up. So, yeah.
Oh, so now you're trying to be salty. You ain't going to have no radio show after a while.
Mm, I probably won't. You're right, Sister Odell. Mm-hmm.
Sister Odell. He's new.
Okay. Well, I just tell the truth now. You know, he's a very talented boy, but he just gets depressed so easily.
I'm not depressed.
He throws himself into something, seem like.
I'm very happy.
Okay, well, that's good. Hi, Junior.
Hey, Sister Odell, you speak to me again?
Well, you know, I just, you know, your voice is a little, you know, you need to bass in it.
Yes, ma'am, I'm working.
It's one of the reasons you're not married now.
Yes, ma'am.
You got to tone down. You got to get that voice. Go get some blue rough in it, you know. You got to get that hello, Shirley.
Do that again, Sister
Odell. Well, got to get bass in it. You know, I know how to do that because my fourth husband, Hubert, was the bass singer for the Temptations.
What?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. They're the Temptations for these here Temptations.
Oh. Okay.
This was before Melvin and all them. The Temptations, okay. They was a gospel group.
Called
the Temptations.
Temptations for gospel.
Mm-hmm. They called them the Temptations because all the women in the church wanted to sleep with them.
Keeping it real.
Okay. Hmm. Well, hello, Shirley. I'm not going to speak again now.
Well, hello, Sister Odell.
How you doing today, baby?
I'm doing well, thank you. And how are you?
Mm-hmm, that's nice. You know, ever since you got married, you didn't put your cleavage up. You say no, Tommy? She's exposing herself again?
I never exposed myself, Sister Odell, really.
Well, not all the way, sweetie. Nobody's saying that, but you was a bit much, though.
Oh.
That time I seen you at the hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
And you had church rope across your ass. I'll never forget that.
You did
one
have that.
Disrespectful outshowings of things I've ever seen.
You're
lucky I wouldn't have
known
how to put a stroke on you. You'd have had your whole left side shut down. It wouldn't have said church then. It would have just said church.
Sister Odell, I'd love this conversation, of course, but I just wanted to ask you. I don't know if you were a fan of James Bond or anything. You know, the 007 movies, but icon, Roger Moore, was 89, and he passed away.
Did you like him?
Well, I dated his granddaddy.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
Because Roger Moore himself was 89, but okay.
Well, I dated his granddaddy.
Yes. How old are you?
What was his name? Tommy,
Gimme.
That's rude. Huh?
Gimme.
Gimme.
Gimme. Mo.
Gimme. Gimme. Gimme.
Gimme.
Mo.
Gimme.
Gimme. Gimme. Mo. Mo.
Gimme. Bond.
Gimme. Gimme.
Gimme. Gimme. Gimme. Gimme. Gimme.
Gimme. Gimme. Gimme. Gimme. Gimme. Gimme. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Sister Odell.
Gimme. Lord have mercy. Yeah. Gimme more. I said, woo.
A lot of people, you know, there was always a thing between Roger Moore's 007 and Sean Connery's 007 because Roger Moore replaced Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm. And, Roger Moore, I liked him better than Sean Connery.
Yeah, I'm finding out a lot of people were fans of Roger Moore's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like he was better. I like that. I dated Sean Connery's daddy.
Really? Wow. And what was
what's his name?
Honorary.
Honorary Connery. Honorary Connery and Jimmy Moore. You
know. Messed yourself up on that one.
She asked me too quick. I hadn't thought of it.
You wasn't ready.
Honorary Connery.
Okay, don't get on
the wrong track. We have to go to a song. Thank you, Sister Odell.
Yeah. Are you half a Russian?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. It is that time for reality update.
All right, thank
excuse
you,
me,
nephew.
Before you start, Carly.
Yes, Sister Odell, hey.
I was just going to check back before I get out of here. I was saying that my time is short. Is this you cutting me short now, sweetie?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It's the same amount of time from before.
Oh, okay. I just felt like it was a little quick this time.
No, ma'am.
Well, you put too much time on all these white men you dated. If you wouldn't have done that,
Tommy, watch your tone.
Why are you talking?
Hey, little man.
Uh-oh.
I mean, watch yourself now. And we all know you're small. Because you took a picture of a little thing in a martini glass. And all of a sudden, you want to be Big Shot. Can't be Big Shot and little man at the same time.
Sister Odell, we love having you here, but we have to move on to reality.
Okay, well, we move on. Hold on, wait a minute, you bug-eyed heifer. You ain't finna sweep me out of here like this now. That's what you ain't finna do. Now, I asked Carly, was it her doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Carly been sweet to me, and I'm going to stay sweet with Carly. But see, you're trying to push me now.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, you just said you got to move on.
Well, we do.
That was you saying it.
Well,
we do have to move on.
Kind of. Yes, yeah.
You know, Shirley, that's why you don't have many friends.
Now it's how many friends?
It used to be no man. Now it's many friends.
You don't have many friends. And me and Tracy was talking about you the other day, and she's thinking about leaving you alone, too.
She'll never leave me.
Sorry, Tracy, didn't mean to put it out there, sweetie. We were just talking in confidence and just slipped out.
Okay, well, thank you, Sister Odell. Bye now.
No, you bye. Tracy said do your own damn hair.
I see her today, right. As a matter of fact.
Right. Tell her, tell I said I'm sorry, sweetie. Go ahead, Carly.
Yeah, let's go. Well, Sister Odell, speaking of that, you were talking about friendship on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Shirley. Your girl, Carly Red and Jocelyn, you know, they were beefing, so they kind of squashed that beef. Carly felt like she was a loyal friend to Jocelyn and that she had her back all the time. And Jocelyn felt that, you know, Carly kind of gossips and spreads rumors a lot.
She's messy.
And she was tired of Carly telling her about rumors about Stevie J, her baby daddy. Uh-huh. So, you know, some of the friends intervene and try to get these ladies to work it out, so we shall see. Jocelyn had a co-hosting job on the talk show The Real. She kind of co-hosted for a week, and she mentioned on the show about Rashida's marriage drama. You know, Rashida and Kirk, you know, remember at the beginning of the season, the secret baby that Kirk had, and Rashida heard about this, and so she went to her husband and said, you know, you need to get a DNA test for this secret baby of yours. I am tired of all these rumors, people in the streets talking about our marriage. She wants him to get a DNA test and move on from there. Moving on to Dancing with the Stars quickly. Season 24 just ended.
Yes. Carla.
Yeah. NFL running back Rashad Jennings, you know, he used to play for the Giants. He is this season's winner. Rashad and his partner, right, Emma, they took home the Junior Mirrorball Trophy after dancing the Cha-Cha Tango.
And you didn't want him to win, Shirley?
Well, the reason why Tommy, I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Normani. She was on the show from Fifth Harmony, and I know her. She was raised in New Orleans. She's Houston. I'm very close to her and her family. We were rooting for her, so Shirley was rooting for Normani with me, but she got a perfect score, but she did not win.
Yeah, she did not win.
So that's okay.
That Simone lived in my neighborhood. She was off the chain.
Yeah, she was good as well.
She got voted off last week.
In Houston,
You just thought you'd bring that up?
Because I brought up that I knew Normani.
Oh, she out there in Chateau Land too?
That's what you got out of that?
Huh?
That's what you got out of that?
Anyway,
all your toilets
talking about
is,
her getting voted off Dancing with the Stars. All of a sudden, she live out there with me.
Well, he's talking about Simone. She was voted off as
Simone
well.
Biles.
Simone Biles, the gold medal gymnastic winner. So both of the sisters did not win. So we are just kind of disappointed.
All y'all in the tiny house community.
Will you be quiet?
Okay. That's where we're going.
That's it. You guys, T.I. and Tiny, the family hustle. You know, there's been rumors about this couple divorcing. It was really sad on the show to see their marriage ending,
Humble.
Especially,
yeah,
for the children's sake. And they kind of talked about a lot of the issues. And, you know, there were rumors about Tiny and dating or kicking it with boxing champ Floyd Mayweather. T.I. messing around with an employee that Tiny hired. And they went to dinner and they tried to talk about this. And take a listen to what Tiny is saying, why she moved out of the house so quickly. Hit that for me, Kat.
For those who don't understand, Tip had some infidelities with a girl who I hired. And that girl is one of the reasons why I got my own house.
I ain't intertwining my souls with no mother.
Hey, look, man, let me tell you
something. I ain't doing none of that. It's totally different from what you're doing.
You done had your when you was out with this mother dude that you know I don't. With.
Out what?
You know.
I went out with them.
Hey man,
as
it
a
don't
couple.
Matter. You was at his house.
I went. What you mean?
You was at his house. You in his house.
When? We went together.
I mean, which
we
time?
Together.
Don't speak on it as if you know what you're talking about. Like, I know 100% that she slept with. How do you know that? Because you see me dancing? That how does dancing on a. What? How do you know that? You don't know.
It I ain't never. Never stuck.
And
he ain't never stuck.
If he
could come and treat me like a woman.
I spent millions on you. What the f are you saying?
I've done plenty for you. I ain't even for him. What the f is you saying?
The point is that you were with a dude that you know I'm at odds with.
Excuse me, but you were with a girl that you met through me. Is
were
it
you
any
at
better?
Odds with her?
Is that any better? Yeah. But if I hire you to do you a job and you come here and you going to see my man, yes, I'm at odds with you.
That's right. Woo-hoo. Come on, Tiny.
It's so bad to put, you know, to put all your dirty laundry out like that.
That was really
what we want to see. That's what we want to watch. You
but
know?
It was a very disrespectful conversation.
Yeah. It was just, very disrespectful. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's crystal clear after you hearing all of that, that this marriage is over. You really
on
see
both
that.
Sides, you know, on both sides.
Yeah.
Pimp handbook.
Yeah,
it's really clear that Steve Harvey did not comment on the T.I. situation at all.
That's reality.
None of these voices is mine because I don't do that regardless as to what they do to me. Thank you.
You don't forget the
reality update. I'm
going to get you a shirt that say I didn't say nothing.
Let's go to a song.
Just want it out there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, it's time for you to murder another hit.
It is that time again on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Shirley, yes, can I say something to Jay?
Wait, hold on, Jay. Yes, Steve, go ahead.
Can I say something to him?
Go ahead.
Could you ask Jay to do this?
Sure.
He right
there. Why, you can't ask.
No, because obviously we're having a communication problem.
Oh, we are? Oh.
Y'all can't talk
can
directly?
Can you ask Jay, Shirley, to not only set the song up, but kind of give us an idea of what it's about?
That's what I was getting ready to do. Okay.
I was asking Shirley, did he just say something?
He just said something to you.
Jay, Steve would like
to
not
hold
only
on
set
you couldn't
the
talk to the other dude.
Okay.
Oh, that's why you're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now all of a sudden you're just talking to me.
I thought people just couldn't talk to you in the hallway. So now on the radio we can't hear.
J.M. pushed you and we don't know about it?
I don't know why I can't get the same respect.
Jay, Steve would like for you not only to set the song up, but tell us what it's about.
Okay.
And I'd like to ask you before you start, what is it, Jay?
Okay, this song is by Jermaine Jackson.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So we can add his name to
this. Let's get serious.
No, I didn't do that one.
Janet's already on the list.
I know. But what list? I mean, this is not going to last long. They
don't
last long.
The celebrity list of the celebrities who hate us and will probably never come back on this show. That list.
His song was Don't Take It Personal. Nice hit. Yeah, that's his song. My song is Your Hair's Unusual. Unable to make all that rhyme in a song. Janet and Round Murders the Hits on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hit it. Have you met Jermaine?
You've been like,
because you look, you just focus right on his head when you see him.
Yeah, you do. Like,
you don't listen to a damn thing he say.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We back. Shirley, what you got?
Well, our friend, your friend especially, she's been on your show. She's been on a radio show. Tyra Banks, the new host of America's Got Talent. She's named in a lawsuit. It's filed by America's Got Talent contestant, one of the contestants. Tyra's debut isn't until next week, but she's already in hot water for being verbally abusive during the auditions. A couple presented an original song in New York about their daughter's birth. The family felt they were set up to be publicly humiliated. Their attorney claimed the little girl suffers from emotional distress, and the lawsuit described Tyra's crime. They said she implied their daughter was accidentally conceived, made fun of the performance, and ridiculed the song. The family requested that the footage be shelved rather than America's Got Talent exploit their failed audition. They're also seeking money for damages.
Can't make fun of the kids when they come on these shows.
Even if it's bad.
You don't say nothing.
Yeah. Can I say this though?
You can't say nothing because all these people your friends. I can see it. You just got that damn job, Tyra. Yeah.
See, but okay, Jay and Tommy, since y'all always pairing up,
and you and Junior always pairing up.
We'll let you and Junior talk. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, y'all go ahead. And talk.
Just because a person files a lawsuit, don't mean it's legit.
Right.
Now, guess what? If you auditioning somewhere and you don't get the results you want, you can't just turn around and sue a person because it ain't go good. I tell people all the time, hey, you remember when we used to do the radio sing-along we used to do?
That was great.
It was the first time I used to always tell people, don't come in here and do no original song.
Original song.
A song we know.
Mm-hmm.
I've known Tyra Banks. Can you imagine Tyra Banks even saying to a small child, your parents must have accidentally had you? Can you really imagine Tyra Banks saying that?
Picture you saying
that. You said it to me 100 times.
And I meant it.
Every word of it, didn't
you? You was accidentally conceived.
I said it.
I can imagine,
Tyra Banks saying that.
Yes, I can. I can imagine her saying
that.
Yes, I
can.
Jay, you can.
You close your eyes, you see it, Jay?
Yeah, I see. Let me shut my eyes. Yeah, I see her saying it now.
You just can't see Tyra going in like that.
I can't imagine Tyra doing that. Because you're being sued, it doesn't make it a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
The average person sues celebrities to get them to settle.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean she did it. It doesn't mean she's guilty at all. But from a PR standpoint, it just don't look good for the celebrity. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that. Because a lot of that happens. And here's the problem with lawsuits that turn out to be frivolous. The person who filed it, they get to just go away. They ain't no love lost. Well, we didn't get the settlement we wanted. Ain't no love lost. But the celebrity suffers the damage. That's unfair.
I get you, dog.
Yeah.
I get you. Mm-hmm. I understand you can't see that. I mean, I couldn't see Cosby till that 38th woman showed up. Then I mean, hey, it started really.
I was with him till the 50th, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Y'all two, you drew the line.
I can't stand them two, man.
Y'all two are the dumbest.
Dude, Bill Cosby.
Go ahead,
man.
Go ahead. We'll let you and Junior talk. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Since we so ignorant, right?
We gotta go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back. Right. We got time for just one more thing. Don't forget, everybody, Sand and Soul Festival, October 6th mm-hmm. through the 9th. It's going to be a great event, man. Show. Hope y'all can come out there and hang out with the morning show. We're going to be over there partying, chilling, walking on the beach, soaking up the sun, sitting by the poolside, getting a raft, riding on the lazy river, sitting up in here eating conch salad, fried chicken wings, hot dogs, burgers, jerk chicken all day. Gambling outside by the pool at the Cove. Sitting over there at the adults only section. Looking at the waitresses. Got the cabanas out there balling. I'm going to go play me a little bit of golf. Steve, and we ain't going to teach you nothing.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Nothing at no seminar.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Ain't motivating you or nothing. Laying on the beach. Drinking pina coladas and sitting up here trying to holler. Got a cigar in my hand, got a drink in the other. Everybody knows it coming. I don't want to be bothered. Don't sit up here and call me. Don't nobody talk to me. Just come on out in the sand and take a walk in the sea. We got everything going on at the Bahamas that day. Want you to come on, join us. Come along, get this way. We got money, we got sand, we got food, we got drinks, we got everybody on. Come on, money. With your stank, get it on, party up. Put your hands in the air, wave them high in the air like you just don't care. Come on, everybody, it's really got a message. We gonna get it on at the Sand and Soul Festival. We got it October 6th through the 9th is the date. You ought to come on. And don't get your money in late. We gonna be out there. We gonna party real strong. The party goes on just all night long. Come on.
All right, sucker. Now.
All right, drop the mic.
All right, now. Yeah.
Why you didn't put ping? Why you didn't put that there, Junior?
Pop, ping.
There you go.
I forgot, Jay.
Pop, ping.
Well, Mr. Harvey, are you excited? Game 5 tonight. Cavaliers, Boston.
Going down.
Finna walk they ass right on out the gym. Hey, I've been missing the storyline. What's up with Isaiah Thomas?
He got hurt, man.
He out for the season.
Huh?
He's out.
Yeah, he's done.
He got. Yeah, he was done too.
I think it was
game two.
Yeah, I think so too, Tommy. I think you're right.
Game two, he went out, man.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Damn. Hey, look, cat can play. He can play, man.
They have a new hashtag I've been noticing on Cleveland's Instagram and Twitter page, the Cavaliers. Defend the land.
Defend the land. They got t-shirts and everything. Defend the land, baby.
Cleveland, yeah. Huh? Is that what it means? Defend the land.
The land of funk.
The land of Steve. Cleve. I don't like that.
It's over tonight. Baby. It is going to be over.
You think so?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And let's just get it on Golden State.
Yeah. Because LeBron don't want nobody talking to him.
Because LeBron can't take an interview when he loses. He get all upset when he loses.
What?
He's in beast mode, though.
When he loses, he start talking real funky.
It gets ugly.
Well, that's it, Tom.
Yeah. You're going to get up off LeBron.
Yeah, see, because we winners.
Yeah.
We winners.
I think it's the whole state of Ohio.
Hey, you know what? Don't say nothing to me. You saw the damn memo.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Come up in here, man.
Yeah,
man. You read the memo.
Man, when we get sick of you, we gonna tell you.
Yeah, he told that little dude though. He told him, "Hey, where you play ball at?"
Yeah.
So Steve wrote the memo for the whole state of Ohio.
Yeah. All of them talk to you like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, they lose. They get funky.
Yeah. He told the other reporter to horse. Hey. They were like, you don't never say nothing till we lose.
He said, hey, I had an off night. I just didn't have it last night. But he came back the next night.
Right.
Pulled that 35 in on me. Kyrie let him know.
And Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie.
Sitting up in here playing this game with y'all.
Kyrie baller.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kyrie was balling, man.
Say nothing. Come on. Come on, Golden State. Whatever. Come on.
They ready for Golden State?
Yeah, no, I think you ready. Don't they look like they ready?
They don't want none of them light-skinned beasts up there. They don't want that, man.
You look like y'all love. Now, Stephon Curry can't do nothing with him. Can't stop him. Got that. Clear as a bell. But you can't stop LeBron either. So where we at?
Kevin Durant?
Surely.
You can't stop Kevin Durant.
What's that other light skin
stop,
boy?
Kyrie.
They're all light skin.
Klay Thompson?
Yeah, Klay Thompson can't stop him, Klay. But you can't stop Kevin Love. So where we at?
What?
All
right. We're killing, surely.
Yeah, well, what we going to do before we start it?
Doug Gorilla, Tristan.
Before we start.
I was talking about Draymond.
We're going to bring a barber in to cut LeBron and Durant.
All the way off?
Let it go.
What you say?
All the way off.
Let it go.
Before we start the championship, we're going to bring a barber in to cut Durant and LeBron.
And LeBron's hair.
Take it all the way down.
Well, LeBron don't have to cut his hair. It'll probably be fell out by the game.
Uh-oh.
By the time the championship gets, it should have fallen all out.
You ain't fallen
all out. Wait, what was that, Steve? You just hired him.
You ain't going to be on this show too long. You're going after too many people I need in my life right now.
You're going after all your friends, huh?
You don't need Durant.
There they go.
You don't need Durant.
The new freaking frack.
You know what? Some of them you don't even like anyway. You told me that.
You're such a snitch.
Snitches. You can get your lip bust.
So if Cleveland wins tonight, the finals, June 1st, in Oakland, in Golden State. Mm-hmm. That's the first game.
Now, if they go to a game 7, when is that game played? Now, we need to get these seven games played in 2 weeks. Let me ask you a question. Somebody look it up. If there's a game 7 played, what day and where would it be? It'll be in Golden State. What day? 10 seconds. We'll have that information for you tomorrow. Somebody tweet it for me. Y'all have a great weekend. We love y'all. God loves you more.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.